Welcome to The Oscar Show, a weekly program focusing on scholarship, creativity, and research produced by WTJU and the College of Arts and Sciences at the University of Virginia. I'm Jacob Cannon. Today's program focuses on UVA chemistry professor Kevin Lehman and cavity ringdown spectroscopy. In the world of chip fabrication, a single speck of dust or a stray drop of water is cause for panic. With hundreds of millions of microscopic transistors crammed into a small piece of silicon, a few molecules of water are enough to blot out critical features and send it to the scrap heap. Chipmakers like their clean rooms nice and dry, with water vapor levels below one part per billion. To meet this need, UVA chemistry professor Kevin Lehman has created a spectroscope that assures this level of super-Saharan aridity. An ordinary spectroscope shines light through gas looking for changes in color. Since individual gases absorb specific segments of the light spectrum, each gas has its own color signature. The problem is that trace amounts of a gas do not absorb enough light to be detected. He needed to increase the distance the light beam traveled to produce a result he could measure. Lehman adapted a technique called cavity ringdown spectroscopy, known in the industry as CRDS. Developed a decade ago, CRDS uses two mirrors with a reflectivity of 99.99% mounted on either end of a stainless steel tube filled with the gas to be tested. A laser with a frequency tuned to reveal a particular substance, such as water vapor, is beamed at one of these super mirrors. Each time the light bounces back and forth, an infinitesimal amount escapes through the mirrors. This goes on until the light fades out or rings down, Lehman says. The time elapsed for this ringdown process to be complete tells the researcher how much of the substance in question can be found in the cavity. Although the distance the reflected light covers as it moves between the mirrors can be as long as 100 kilometers or just over 62 miles, this operation takes less than 1 millisecond to perform given the speed of light, 186,355 miles per second. Lehman's contribution to the field was to demonstrate that continuous wave lasers, common in the telecommunications industry, can be used instead of the costly, cumbersome pulse lasers formerly used for CRDS. This innovation moves CRDS out of the laboratory and into the field. Licensed by Tiger Optics, it is now used for semiconductors and other industries in which attaining purity levels measured in parts per million or even parts per trillion is critical. Lehman is actively investigating new applications for CRDS. Among other endeavors, he is collaborating with Dr. Benjamin Gaston, a specialist in pulmonary diseases, in the university's School of Medicine. Patients with asthma have elevated levels of nitrous oxide in their breath. Currently, Gaston uses a chemiluminescence detector to identify the nitrous oxide, but this method is prone to errors, Lehman reports. He and Dr. Gaston believe that CRDS could be used as a more sensitive and more accurate diagnostic tool. Lehman is also working to develop new, more flexible varieties of CRDS. In his initial system, he tuned the lasers and the mirrors to the specific wavelength of the gas whose presence he wished to measure. He is now developing a system using prisms instead of mirrors. These can be used to analyze a broad spectrum of light, enabling him to detect multiple substances with a single pass. As much as he is willing to find new ways to apply spectroscopy for advances in healthcare and manufacturing, Lehman is a chemist, and his first interest is using laser spectroscopy to answer questions in his own field. He has harnessed his expertise in spectroscopy to understand in detail how energy flow inside a molecule both drives and results from chemical reactions. Lehman said, "We have overall statistical models, but we don't know much about these flows in detail. Most observations in this field have been done with gases, but Lehman has chosen to work with atoms and molecules dissolved in nanodroplets of superfluid helium, since most chemistry takes place in solutions." Lehman went on to say, "Because of their unique properties, these nanodroplets create an ideal environment to study the spectra of molecules dissolved within them." So, it is plain to see that it is only a matter of time before Dr. Lehman makes his next breakthrough in this field. You've been listening to The Oscar Show. I'm Jacob Cannon. Join us next week when our topic will be UVA economist Amalia Miller and her study, The Effects of Motherhood Timing on Career Path. For more information about scholarship, creativity, and research, please visit oscar.virginia.edu. Questions about this program? Call 434-924-0885 or email wtju@virginia.edu.